listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. cbf.com.au.
Welcome to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. And being the fifth Wednesday of the month, I don't know what that's got to do with, but anyway, we've got the CFA from Hoddles Creek. We've got the Captain Leonie Turner. She's a captain and also the junior leader. We've got Christian Cousins, and she's part of the CFA, and she came up through the juniors. And we've also got Jacinta Tate, which is one of the juniors, or one of the current juniors. So hello to you all.
Hello.
In fact, I can say hello, ladies, because they're all ladies. Yeah. Leonie, I'd like to talk to you just first, before we get underway. First of all, how long have you been with the CFA at Hoddles Creek?
I've been in the CFA for 29 years.
Right. And, gee, that's a pretty long time. You're nearly up for long service leave.
I know.
And what made you get involved with the CFA?
My boys were getting old enough that I could get back into doing something. And we'd had a fire near us, and I'd seen lots of trucks running up and down the road and all over the place. So I just asked at the local CFA brigade and started from there.
You wanted to jump on the trucks with the sirens and the red light and blue light?
Well, who doesn't like a red truck with lights and sirens?
Yeah, that's usually young little blokes that like to do that.
Yeah.
So in your family, like, you hadn't had a history of others volunteering?
No.
And how bad was the fire that was close to you?
It was up on Mount Little Joe. So it was pretty close at that stage.
Right.
The boys were evacuated from school. So I think everyone started to think, you do yourself, what can you do to help?
Yep.
And it went from there.
And obviously you fought many fires over the past period in those 29 years. What would be the biggest fire that you've been involved with yourself?
Well, I've been to New South Wales, but in Victoria. Look, the last one, we were sent up to Mallacoota. We went in just after that.
That was bad, wasn't it?
Yeah. So, I mean, you get an array of different things, but then you get the long haul for clean-up and pick-ups and doing around. So anywhere and everywhere, you just get sent in a group. It is a really camaraderie thing that you do.
And, of course, we should mention that you're all volunteers. Nobody's getting paid for this. And
no one gets paid, all vols.
And I was talking to someone on air the other week. I think I might have been talking to Cindy McLeish, and we were saying, apart from all these people who are volunteers, some of them work three quarters of the night doing CFA work and then get up and go to their full-time job next day.
Yep. You do try and weigh that out, and we do ask our members not, if they're going to put their hand up for the bigger fires, they've got it. Like, got to have clearance from their boss to start with to go, but don't turn up if you've done a night shift and you're heading out on the truck during the day, because you really are going to work a hard, maybe 12 hours before you get a changeover.
And I guess
it comes down to fatigue and everything else.
And I guess the other thing too, that some of them, and I've heard of people doing, they take their annual leave. And so when they're finished, there's no leave for them. I mean, they've had it.
Most bosses are pretty good, but we do ask that you don't volunteer day after day after day, to be fair to your work. Like, you have to make a living.
Yep.
So.
But then when you get to, say, a place like Mallacoota, well, you've got to commit to at least a week, don't you? I mean, they're not going to send you down for 2 days.
By the time they send you in, it's a day up to get organised. You might be on the ground for 3 days and then a day home.
Yep.
So. Yeah.
It's a big commitment. Leonie, I've just got to take a quick break, and then I want to come back and we want to talk to all the other guests as well.
No worries.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. And I have with me Leonie from the CFA, and she's the captain and also the junior leader. So we're here to talk about the junior leader program, and we've also got a couple of young people that have either part of or been part of. First of all, that Nutbush. If you didn't go to every party, every wedding that you went to a few years ago, everybody played the Nutbush. So anyway, that's what we're here to talk about. Leonie, just tell us a bit about the program, and then we'll talk to a couple of your people that have been involved.
Okay. Hoddle's Creek run a cluster, what's called a cluster brigade. So we have 30 juniors and they come from our catchment area, which is 11 brigades. So we pick up Wandon, Seville, Gruyere, Yellingbow, Hillcrest, which is Don Valley launching place. We then pick up Hoddle's Creek, of course, Yarra Junction, Little Yarra, which is Gladysdale and Powertown, and Westburn Millgrove, which is Westburn and Millgrove, and Warby and Reefton. And
so that's one of your guests today
is, well, Reefton is Jacinta, so she's from the furthest end of. The juniors are 11 years to 16 years, and the day they turn 16, at the moment they're registered then a senior. That may change in time. But we are supported by the CFA. They supply us blue overalls, which we swap around as the juniors grow, which they tend to do lots of. The juniors, we've got a hoodie for them, a polo shirt, a bucket hat, a drink bottle, gloves and goggles, which they get to keep. That's a personal item for them.
Yep.
So, but yeah, and we can also pick up from outside if brigades don't run a junior brigade. Kristen came from Hillsville. So she came all the way across to do juniors with us because they weren't running a program over there at the time.
I don't want to butt in, but if somebody, say, from Warburton or something like that gets involved with your group, when they turn 16, do they then automatically go back to their own local group?
They go back to their own group, but what we do with our program is we involve all the brigades that we have juniors from. We like the juniors to own their brigade so they can help out with Good Friday or anything like that with their brigades. We just need to know they're doing it because they aren't registered with us. But we go back to every brigade and we have fabulous support from our brigades around us.
Right.
And the local police in Warby have also joined us on camps and run activities and do bike checks.
Bike checks?
Yep. Push bikes because we do bike rides with the juniors.
Oh, yeah. So you do a variety of things with the juniors, don't you?
We do. We do a camp. We haven't with COVID, of course. But we do a camp and the local boys in blue have joined us on those as well and are fabulous.
Now, Leonie, I know we've got Christian and we've got Jacinta, but now Christian has been through the system, hasn't she? So
she has.
Do you want to tell her to tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, please.
Or you interview her?
Kristen, go for it, doll. When did you start?
I started back in 2006, so I was 13 years old. I've been in the program for just on 15 years. I originally started with the program because my parents were firefighters, volunteers with Hillsville and Badger Creek Fire Brigades. I have come up the ranks as junior, moved into being a junior leader. I am also currently the secretary of Hoddle's Creek Fire Brigade as well. So I have a bit of an involvement in the program.
Christian, you said that both your parents were, and that's obviously where you've got from. What got your parents involved in the first place?
So they started because, unfortunately, Mum set fire to the house one lovely
your mama.
Spring day. She did. She put a candle too close to an open window. And so the lounge room caught on fire. And Dad, after that, decided, well, it's probably safer if I join the fire brigade. So Dad started doing the fire brigade first. And then my sisters and I got a little bit older. So my mum then, when we were old enough and we were all at school, she went and joined the Badger Creek Fire Brigade, which was opposite our primary school, so that she could do turnouts during the day.
So did your mum decide that it was easier to put them out than set the fires?
Yes, she did.
So, Christian, tell us a little bit about how it was when you went through it.
It's similar to the way we run the program these days. Little things have changed. When I was a junior, we were able to, at the age of sort of 15, we were actually able to start doing our general firefighters course. So basically on the day of our 16th birthday, we got handed our yellow uniform and said, here you go, next fire call, you get on the truck.
So you could go to a fire call once you turn 16?
Yep. So that I actually did that the day that I turned 16. I actually was on the truck That was my very first vehicle. I think it was a structure fire, which all I did was, you know, sit on the pump, but you learn it all.
Yeah. So you've obviously enjoyed your time being on the CFA?
I have. It has been, it has its ups and downs, and, you know, I was 17 when I fought in Black Saturday, and I was on the back of the truck, and I think that was the longest sort of call that I had ever done. I think that was about 2 weeks on and off the truck. And, you know, at that point, my parents were still in the brigade. They know they've retired from the brigade since then, but, you know, I had my two little sisters at home, and then I had them, you know, my parents out on fire trucks in different towns, and I was in Hillsville. So it's interesting times, but, you know, it's a really good atmosphere to be with all of those, you know, volunteers. You know, I've got friends now all over the group, which is fantastic.
Christian, did you find, and I don't want to sort of get into any, I'm not here to create controversy, but I'm just intrigued. Did you notice any sort of, not rejection, but I guess a bit of, oh, you're just a girl, a 17-year-old girl, you know, did you get any of that?
No, not really. I mean, it's very different for me because I came up as a junior. You know, we went back to Hillsville many a times and visited, you know, Badger Creek and all the other brigades. So they kind of, the senior members there knew who I was. And so it did make the transition to becoming a firefighter a lot easier. Because, you know, you spend years training with, you know, different people and you can put different faces to names and you've already built that support network coming up through the program. So once you turn out, they know what you're all about anyway. So I've never had to face that.
Fair enough. Look, I've just got to take a quick break and then we might talk to Jacinda and find out a bit about how she's enjoying it.
Fantastic.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 29 minutes to 1 and 17 degrees. And we're talking with the CFA up there in Hoddles Creek, and we've talked about particularly the junior program, and we've got a couple of juniors with us. I know Riley has just joined us. How are you, Riley?
I'm pretty good.
Leonie, we want to talk to Jacinda. Now, she's actually in the program now, isn't she?
She is.
And how long has she been in the program?
A couple of years now. So, and she's, Jacinda is from Reefton, so she's from our furthest end. And her lovely dad drives her around to all the meetings and everything. He's fabulous.
Is he a member as well?
He's a member at Reefton.
Righto. So do you want to talk Jacinda through a little bit of what her training would be if she when she first starts to train up till now?
Okay. Well, the program we use, the juniors used to learn all the equipment on the vehicles and in the stations. Of course, they're not allowed to hop in the trucks unless they're inside a cabin. They're not allowed to turn out to a real fire, but we can make believe. So we might turn.
How do you have a make believe fire?
We do. We have a make believe training. We'll set up an incident for them and we'll turn them out in vehicles. They have to be able to use the radios and they'll turn up to a job and they'll run it like they're running a real job. And that's what they're taught to do. With the brigades we go to, they learn about how to read weather, how to read the fire, and just go from there. We have some fabulous teachers from all of those brigades. Will come in and teach. One Reefton did foam last time and they showed the kids how to use all the foam on the trucks.
Leonie, just before we do speak to Jacinda, you've just brought up or something you just mentioned. Is it true that the wind in the middle of a fire can change very quickly and the fire can go off in another direction?
Absolutely. Particularly in the valleys, it can make its own wind and just go any direction. We're lucky at Hoddles we have Rob Worley, who's taught us lots of things about how to read the weather even better, because you learn how to read the weather by books and going to courses. But when you're standing in the middle of a paddock somewhere and it's totally different and you can't see all around you, you need someone to tap you on the back because you're busy focusing on what's in front of you.
Yep.
And Rob might tap you on the back and go, the weather's about to change. And, yeah, so you have lots of things, but you need local information from the local people to learn the winds in your areas.
All right, so let's talk to Jacinda and find out how she's going with her training. Are you going to talk to me?
All right. The training's pretty... Wait, am I...
Yeah, right. Jacinta, sorry.
The training's good. It's fun and we learn a lot of stuff.
Now, so now what do you actually... Do you go, how often do you go? Weekly, fortnightly, monthly?
Yeah, fortnightly.
Right, so
once every fortnight.
If it's on this week, which it can't be because of COVID, no doubt, but if you were training this week, what would likely be what was happened when you got there this week? You want to help, Leonie?
It probably depends on what station we were at, because we do different activities depending on the station we're at, because they have different equipment to do stuff with.
We have a calendar, Alan, that we put on the calendar, so we run through everything. So each brigade will pick up one of those things. It might be communications, it could be weather, it could be topography to learn about different things.
So let me just get this straight. So you might not always go to Hoddle's Creek. Like you might take all of it, but not just the ones from another area. Like you might take them all somewhere else.
Yep, we go to all those 11 brigades.
How often would you go to those?
We used to do it once a fortnight. We're doing Zoom now, so it's a little different. But each fortnight, so twice a month, generally sometimes three times in the month, depending. And it's the first Wednesday, Monday. We've had to change the dates with things.
Yep.
So it was on a Monday night, so we tried to fit in with our other activities, football and whatever. But each brigade would know in advance what they're teaching. So we stick to teaching the juniors everything we can.
Right. So Jacinta, tell me a bit about it, how much you've enjoyed it and what got you involved in it.
I started doing it because my dad's in the CFA and I wanted to do it too.
Did he talk you into it or you wanted to do it yourself?
Yeah, I wanted to do it myself.
Right.
So,
And so what sort of things have you learned?
I've learned a lot of stuff, like how to use the hoses and how to, like, communicate over radio and all, like, a lot of stuff that you need from the CFA.
Right. So tell me, you're not allowed to go out to... Are you allowed to go out to proper fires? Yes, you're not, are you?
No. Right. Not yet.
So I'm intrigued on this, your make-believe fires. So what happens there, Jacinta? What do you do?
You usually have, like, cardboard set up and you got to, like, aim the hoses at that. We did that a few times.
Oh, yeah.
And things like that.
Yeah. And
so, like, pretend fires.
Are there more boys than girls or in the numbers?
Yeah, I think there's more boys.
All right. So you've enjoyed it?
Yeah, I've enjoyed it. It's really fun.
Yeah. So obviously you're going to... training to be not a full-time, but once you've got through your time, like, you're happy to stay on with the CFA?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, very good. All right, look, I'll take a quick break and we'll come back and we'll talk to Riley and see what he's been up to. Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. We're at 17 minutes of one and we're 17 degrees and we're talking to the Hoddle's Creek CFA, the Captain Leonie Turner, and we've heard from Christian and Jacinta. Now, Riley, let's talk to you. How long have you been a member up there, or been a junior? As soon as you can talk, Riley, you say a couple of words.
Okay.
And we'll get going.
That's all right.
He's gone.
That's all right. With the junior brigade, we are allowed 30 juniors, and we generally have a full book.
Over a period of time then, Leonie, how many would you have trained?
I've done this for 26 years with the juniors.
Have you?
I have. So lots, and it's lovely to see. Kristen has children now. I'm feeling very old. Kristen has children. So I have juniors that have come up that have children, and Kristen's son is looking to join at the end of this year.
Oh, now that makes
sense. So I'll have two generations come through, so lots.
Leonie, let's talk. How long is the does the program run? Like if a young person joins today, how long are they going to be how long is the training going to take?
Well, they're with us for 5 years because when they hit 16, they're no longer a junior. But if they're doing a lot of heavy schoolwork, we will include them in the juniors and talk to their senior brigade and say, look, you, to be fair, like might be sitting HSC or whatever they're sitting, and we'll keep them in the program so they don't drop out, and then when they're able to, they just go into their brigades. So you look after the children because, I mean, they've all got lots of things on.
Yep.
So we try really hard.
Riley, are you back on the air yet?
Is that working now?
Now he is. Righto. So, Riley, how long have you been on the junior program?
Just over 4 years.
Over 4 years, right. I need you to come a bit closer to your microphone if you can. You're a bit faint. And what made you decide that you wanted to be in the CFA?
Because my mum was in the CFA for like 25 years.
There seems to be a theme here, Leonie. Either mum or dad's in it. All right. So, and what have you learned over that 4 years that you've been there?
Well, we've learned things like how to read maps, use radios, bowl hoses, and all the other basics that you need to learn.
So how old are you, Riley?
15.
So you got another... Oh, you've only got another year before you'll be assigned. Yep. And at 16, yep, then you can really start to get involved.
Yeah.
Right. So at 16, what will you be allowed to turn out to?
I'm pretty sure you're allowed to turn out to, like, just things like house fires and stuff. No car accidents.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
They have to do their training first. They have to do their general firefighter training.
Right.
So it's a course that's run out of the group. It may be 13 weeks he needs to do that course before he can get onto a truck.
So if he's 16, 17, we'll say he's 17. A fire call comes in at 2 a.m. Do they still call the juniors out at that sort of time?
Not unless he's with a parent that brings him, and then we will pair them off on different vehicles. We don't put family members on the same vehicles.
What, why is that, Leonie?
Look, accidents happen, and we hate to think about it, but it's safer if there's one on each vehicle. And Riley, being young, we would look after him, and we'd go, you're doing stop-go today, and we'll pair him with someone. We're stepping him up to use the hose. We still give him a mentor. So you don't just step him into the heavy stuff to start with. You ease him in.
That's
and if he's not comfortable, he's only got to say he's not comfortable, and we'll move him back out to where he is.
So, Riley, how have you enjoyed it?
It's been pretty good. You know, COVID sort of mucked some of the last parts up. But
it's mucked everyone up.
Yeah, it's been pretty good, though.
So, all right, so you'd recommend it, wouldn't you?
Yep.
All right, we'll just take one more quick break and we'll be back with more. And Leonie, apart from, we'll wind the conversation up, but towards the end of that, if you've been interested in what you've heard, Leonie will give you some contact details, and maybe mum and dad's listening today and they might be firefighters or they mightn't be. They don't have to have a parent as a requisite for a CFA, do they?
No.
All right, we'll be back very soon. We're here on Community Connections. We're talking to Leonie, and she's a captain and junior leader at the Hoddles Creek CFA. Leonie, I guess one of the things that, and I was talking to you off air, and we'd like to get you back to talk about preparing your home for the bushfire season, because as much as we hate it, unfortunately they do roll around. One of the things that people seem to think is that the CFA can be at the end of every street, don't they? And if there's going to be a fire, well, the CFA will put it out, but that's just not possible, is it?
No. Look, Hoddles covers a large area. We have three appliances. Like all brigades, they'll only have a few appliances. We turned out to assist Hillcrest the other day with a house fire. I think they had about four different brigades there. So no, you're just not going to have a fire truck. And if it's a major fire, the trucks will all go sort of one way. We hopefully leave the truck home at the station at Hoddles to look after the area, but that's one truck that may cover 650 homes.
Yep. So, I mean, people really have to take their own precautions, don't they? I guess that's what I'm trying to
do. They need to clean up and get ready for the season. Everyone does.
Leonie, how long has this program been going for the juniors, not only just the Hoddles Creek? How long has it been going? And what made the
sense? It's been going a long time. I couldn't give you a time frame on it, but, look, a long time. But it's not been overly advertised till now. Like, you're sort of really pushing it now and you're seeing more and more.
Yep.
But you've got to have five juniors to run a program in your area.
That's fair enough. And what made the CFA get involved with the junior program?
like a lot of things, I think if you can teach anything, teach a child something when they're younger, even if they don't come into the CFA, they retain that and they'll take it on. We teach the juniors and they may leave the area for work, but when they come back, they usually come back to the brigade, or if they've moved to another area, they'll join their other local brigade. So they're not lost.
That's good. Out of the ones that you train, yeah. How many would stay with the CFA over a period of time? Would you be saying 90%, or is that too high or too low?
No, a good 75%, because, you know, they move or they've gone to another area. But as I said, we've got juniors that are now first lieutenants in brigades, teaching other juniors, so they can go on anywhere and do anything. We also have a catering team at Hoddle, so they don't have to be a firefighter. They want to join Hoddles. We have a catering team that goes out and looks after our 11 brigades at an emergency for a feed.
I see Christian nodding ahead, agreeing with all of this. Christian, you're a great believer, obviously, of the program.
Look, I am, and I've been with the program for 15 years, and I've seen it from a junior's point of view and a leader's point of view. And, you know, we retain our juniors just at Hoddles Creek alone. I think we've got nearly 8 juniors, like, who were juniors who are now active firefighters within the brigade.
That's terrific.
So it is fantastic.
All right, Leonie, so we're listening today. We're on school holidays or whatever, and we're listening to, or mum and dad are a firefighter or not a firefighter, and they think this could be a really good thing for my young person to do. So what do they do? Where do they look it up? And let me also ask you, how do you just take everybody into this system, into the scheme, or do you have to sort of try and find out just how committed they are?
Well, what we do is we give them a trial period. If they're not, if it doesn't suit them, they don't have to. You're not going to make them stay. And they're asked. We don't have to. We have juniors that have come from non-CFA backgrounds as well. So we involve them in the program. We say, come along, have a look at us. If you think what it's, you know, you're looking to do, happy to try. Don't mind male, female. Doesn't matter who you are. You're all treated as one. So. Just contact the brigade. Like, if you wanted to, anyone who's interested in joining the CFA, whether it's juniors or seniors, each brigade has their own website. Hoddles Creek has their Hoddles Creek Fire Brigade website. You message that, and usually Brett Kerford's pretty quick on the keys, and he gets back to them and sends us a number to ring. And if it's a junior, I will talk. I'll ring the parents and talk to them first, and then you say, look, we've got a junior night this night. Bring your child along, have a look. If it's what they're thinking about joining, happy to go from there. Of course, there's paperwork with everything, and you've got to get that in a row. And then as they join, the juniors are also given a number. So we can put them in. They can do first aid. They can do lots of different courses through the CFA. And you can keep track. And they take that number right through with them when they join the senior brigade.
All right, Leonie. So how are we going to find out more? What do we actually
look up your local brigade. If you're wanting to come to Hoddles, if you're in our area, Hoddles Creek Fire Brigade, look it up on the website.
Is it Hoddles Creek CFA or Hoddles Creek Fire Brigade?
Yeah, just look it up and it'll come up, and then just send a message on the Facebook page.
Yep.
And then we'll reply to you. So that's the easiest way to join any brigade.
Right, so you've got all brigades have got a Facebook page, is that what you're saying? And they've all got a website, or is it just a general website for CFA?
No, each one will have where you can message. So you can add a message and they will contact you. And that's a private message, so no one else sees it anyway. And, but if you're joining, the seniors have to do a police check.
Yep.
The juniors don't do a police check till they get to 16.
Well, that's fair enough too. Yeah. Well, and all your leaders would be police checked too, wouldn't they?
All the leaders are, yes, and they're police checked. And I generally wander around and watch all the classes if I'm not teaching them and make sure it's all good.
No, that's fair. Look, unfortunately, I've got to go. We're fast coming up to 1 o'clock news. Look, I do thank you, and I wish you all the well, Riley and Jacinta and Christian. Well, obviously, Christian's been through the scheme, and she's right into it all. And Leonie, look, I hope we get you a few new people, and I think it's a great program. And I certainly would like to talk to you again, Leonie, in the short term, as we said, about getting prepared for the fire season. But thank you for your time today, and I'll wish you all the best, a lot of you.
Thank you.
Thanks.